of Montreal, Twin Shadow, The Ravenettes, and local Vancouver bands No Gold, Teen Days, Dead Ghosts, and Bison BC. With over 200 bands playing, there's something for everyone. For full lineup and tickets, go to www.sledisland.com.
Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica.
My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery.
Nice to see you.
McBain, so glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is How to Make It in Canada with your host Devo. On today's program, we have special guests Sam and Damien from electronica band New Mike coming in to talk about their upcoming album, Nootropic Desires, as well as the tour they've just been on through the Pacific Northwest. So let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is How to Make It in Canada. I'm your host, Devo. Before we get started today, I have two people I want to introduce. They're from an up-and-coming band. You may have heard of them. I hope you have, because they're fantastic. We have Sam and Damien in the studio from New Might. That's about N-U-M-T. Boys, if you want to say something.
Word.
Yo!
All right. So, basically, these two, Sam and Damien, have come back from an 8-month tour, kind of going around the Pacific Northwest, promoting their up-and-coming album, Nootropic Desires. I said that right?
Yeah, you did say that right.
Awesome.
Nice one.
Cool, thank you. Yeah, I take pride. I take pride in my enunciation. Boys, how does it feel to be back home?
Good.
I'm a little on the fence,
No, it's the best.
You know, there's always a love-hate relationship with any city that you grew up in and stuff like that, but Vancouver's is home, and it's a sweet, sweet city to live in. It's just, you know, I was a little bit more at ease on tour, I'd say. You're the opposite, I guess, right?
I get super homesick, and I'm a super downer on the bus, and I'm real moody.
Yeah.
But it must have been a good experience, no?
Oh, yeah, it was sweet.
Yeah,
it was, man. Like,
yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, going as much as across Canada and, you know, U.S. as we can, and then doing some, like, you know, select dates here and there is just massively fun, you know? It just feels like you're kind of... You're always in a new continent. You're always meeting new people. And, like, I mean, the cultures are always different, too, right? So
yeah, for sure.
But, it was a lot of fun. Like, we actually hope to be going back out in the summer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Something more, like, prairie-based, you know, like Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Manitoba.
You really want to go
close. Keep it close. Keep it close.
I
always tell people whoever comes to Canada, they always ask what I would recommend for city base, and I always say go to Vancouver, don't go east.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what that means, but
we're splitting it up too. It's like, I mean, we're treating like the prairies and, like, you know, Alberta and stuff like that a little bit more like its own tour, and then when we get back here, it's like Victoria, Vancouver, Kamloops, Kelowna. You know, like all. I mean,
Nanaimo.
BC
Nanaimo
is its own tour unto itself. Honestly, you could do like 10 dates across BC and still, like, you know, bring it all back to Vancouver. You know,
when are you going to do that music festival in the Okanagan?
I don't know. We've never been asked to do a festival, so hopefully someday soon. Like, I wanted to be on Music Waste, to be honest with you.
Oh,
that was a wicked thing that just kind of totally slipped by me, but maybe next year.
Yeah.
That, or I don't know. I don't know what other festivals suit us. I heard of this, like, festival called Regeneration down in...
Yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds wicked. Like, that's something that we're a little bit more, like, geared towards,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Just speaking about your album for a bit, I've listened to it thoroughly. Sweet. And I picked out some tracks I wanted to play for you guys. I know you guys are proud of your music, and you should be, because it's quite outstanding.
No, I'm not proud.
Oh, really? Okay, then fine. You know what? Interview's
That's
over.
Why it's free.
This is like a mother.
Oh, it's pay as you will.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay a bit.
Pay if you want.
I just wanted to ask about the kind of development and production that you guys put into it, because, to be honest, like, I grew up on the West Coast, listening to a lot of rap, and as I grew up, my variety and taste of music has kind of merged into one, covering pretty much everything. And I've done some mixing before, but I've always interested in bands who actually have skills to make music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did it feel, like, the whole
the process of
it?
I would say it was like two kids just getting together in, like, you know, like a kindergarten or a preschool, like, you know, play area.
It was like a science experiment with electronics and chords.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
wheels and dials.
As it stands right now, like, our jam space is just ridiculously overrun with chords, like, you know, things that don't even necessarily, like, make music. Like, I have an opened DVD player that I'm like, I'm sure if, like, I tweaked this right, like, you know, I have a bit of soldering skills as well, like, to, like, make this make sound in some format, you know? Like, I've had certain girlfriends that, like, that have told me about, like, sound bending and stuff like that, and I really want to get into that more, but, like, I have so many, like, pads or, like, effects pedals that, like, you know, actually do things naturally on their own. All it is just plugging things into each other, but...
Well, saves you work, huh?
So, yeah,
technology, man. It's like anything you can think of.
But, I mean, like, even, like, okay, you take an organ sample that you want to, like, use in a song, right? Like, you could put three pedals in it and still be like, yeah, it's not quite the sound yet, and then, like, put it through, like, an actual, like mixer through your computer or something like that, and then it becomes something else. So I think the process is like not letting it stay at one point, to like let it continually building. And like kind of I was talking to you out there is like, you know, there's a bunch of songs on the album that don't have vocals, and like as we perform, like sometimes like one of us will start singing or, you know, be inclined to sing, and I'm just like, well, it can still exist like this in live shows or whatever else, you know. So
I think sometimes do you guys like being kind of termed electronica, or like what kind of genre do you see yourself in?
We're trying to coin a phrase, actually.
Well, I don't mean to be over the top. I love
new slang. I love new knowledge. Please drop it. What is this?
This is going to be the first time.
Yeah, yeah. This, the world this genre this. That we're trying to create is called cat bounce.
Cat bounce.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I think I was playing some music for some friends the other night when we were there just over drinking and stuff like that. Yeah. And like, it's either a different, or I mean, it's either in the vein of someone listening to it alone, maybe doing some work or whatever else, and having it be on the background, and like all of a sudden, like kind of like energizing your thought a bit more, I would say, like in the same way that I feel like some cats do for me, because like I love cats, but I don't have any, right? Yeah. So, but yeah, and I mean, other than that, like it's for people to be like to still watch and chill out on, but be able to like sometimes, you know, be in that pocket of like there's a beat going on and like I can groove to this, you know. Yeah. So, you know, like, yeah, I feel like our music most of the time, even on a live scale, like people are watching it and like, you know, they've got a little bit of bounce in them, but they're still like reserved as
still
like
a little bit of cat.
Yeah.
Still a little bit of cat.
All right, well,
I'm happy to see you, but not that happy.
Cat bounce, I like that. Nice. If you guys don't mind, if the audience is mind, we're gonna kick it to a nice song.
Yes.
It's a little by New Might. Like I said, Sam Damien in the studio today. This is Hanging It Out to Dry.
Weird. Weird 3 is a double-stage multi-city music marathon curated by Weird Canada, recently named by CBC Radio 3 as the best indie music website in the country. This traveling caravan features 19 emerging Canadian bands in an explosive happening of audible euphoria. Red Mass, Dirty Beaches, Gobble Gobble, Weird Visions, The Famines, Long Long Long, Hobo Cubes, Femininelli, Velvet Chrome, Feral Children, Silver Dapple, Ketamines, Makeout Videotape, Manic Tracks, Roll Mock, Needles Pins, and Babysitter. It's all going down Sunday, May 22nd at the Waldorf Hotel. Doors at 5:30, music starts at 6. Tickets are available from Zoo Shop on Main Street and online at wyrdiii.eventbrite.com.
Hey, this is Sam, and you are listening to How to Make It in Canada with Devo.
Sweet. Thank you. I appreciate that plug-in. I'm gonna be blatant about it completely. coming back, I'm kicking it with New Might over here at CITR 101.9. I want to ask you boys about inspirations for your music. And I know a lot of people always attribute different artists, different genres growing up, and how the transition from one type can ultimately lead to something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your guys' mean?
A lot of cartoons, I think.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, like,
Mr. Speedy Gonzales.
Yes, yeah. I mean, like, you watch cartoons these days, and you kind of, like, start cluing into, like, other things, like, either, like, storyline or whatever else, but all of a sudden, I'll start listening to the background music, and I'm like, wow, this is really sweet. Like, instantly what I think of is Ninja Turtles, because, like, there's just a bunch of episodes where I'm listening to them, like, wow, like... This music in the background is just getting me so, like, amped and whatever else.
I want to go skateboard.
Yeah, totally. And I was actually just going to say that last song is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle inspired song. Like,
I felt like I was playing Turtles in Time.
Exactly. There's so many times that I got that soundtrack, actually, like, the arcade. So, like, anytime it would come on, like, you know, I'd be listening to a mix or something like that, and then all of a sudden, like, out of nowhere, it would be like, what are some of the things that they would do? Like the Tetra, what was it called?
I think I know what you. Oh, like the
Technodrome.
Yeah,
sorry.
Technodrome.
It'd be, out of nowhere, it'd be like Technodrome, level 1, and you're just like, all right, sweet, and it would go back into another song, like another artist you'd like, but you know, stuff like that, or even the soundtrack from the movie. I mean, that's.
Not one and two.
Yeah, one and two.
Yeah, Vanilla mainly, Ice was kicking it on one of them.
Mainly one for me. But yeah, those soundtracks, as cheesy as in 80s as they are, they're pretty sweet, to be honest with you.
I think nostalgia can pretty much take the best of
you. Nostalgia is definitely is part of it. I mean, that's you coming around to, like, being comfortable with, like, you know, what's you actually like to hear, you know what I'm saying?
Well, basically an 80s cartoon band.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, fine. that's actually very surprising to hear. I think most people, I think that's being truthful about it. A lot of people try to put on this facade of what they came from and what they ultimately are. But if it's what you grew up with,
well, I mean, like, yeah, and influences change over, like, you know, say a decade, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when I was young, I was probably listening to, like, you know, Econoline Crush and, like, I'm Mother Earth and, like, you know, alternative rock bands.
Moody.
Yeah, exactly.
So moody.
But now,
so
like,
so moody. I was listening to Wu-Tang.
You're listening to Wu-Tang.
Yeah, he was.
I was like,
oh, Dirty was
your white guy from the suburbs. Yeah,
the Beats guy over here.
That's fair. Yeah. I think you know, one thing I wanted to talk about was I think there's this kind of, people term it dubstep, but the emergence of kind of laying hip hop beats over what otherwise would be termed just, you know, electronic or indie music.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird for me, because growing up through the 90s, I've been listening to hip hop my whole life, and then. I hear a lot of people always say, you know, hip hop has no substance. It doesn't have.
And yet,
you're taking the 808 drum lines and all, and just lacing them over.
Yeah,
it's much easier to defend now, I guess. But
I mean, most of the time when I'm listening to even hip hop records these days, I'm at some level, the music's just cutting through, and, like, you know, like, lyrics and flow is, like, wicked if they have it and stuff like that. But if the music's there, I'm just sitting down listening to whatever's, like, coming out of their mouth, to be honest with you know, like, it's those kind of, like, backbones to, like, a lot of hip-hop that, like, kind of carried through for me, but I never really picked up on, like, mainstream or underground, for that matter, though. I was always more you, I guess.
Well, there's always, like, there's a lot of, like, fusion too going on too now. Everyone's, like,
yeah, like Subtle is one of my massive influence.
Yeah.
Dose One and like a lot of those guys at Anticon, I mean, like, I think are just amazing, to be honest with you. But
yeah, I think it's always good to hear what another artist, and if you know, if they're even current artists that you find inspiration from, too,
exactly.
Right?
Like, yeah.
I think it's always good.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to play another song real quick. I'm with New Might here. Another song off their LP, Nootropic Desires. I feel like every time I say it differently.
Well,
Nootropic?
You know what?
Nootropic?
I think, it's Nootropic.
Nootropic, there you go. Yeah, my bad.
Nootropic? I'll explain to you what it means after the break.
I think the audience would be very interested to know.
Sweet.
I feel dumb because I'm like a post-grad now. I got to call myself a post-grad.
No.
Can't enunciate.
Everybody's growing up.
All right, this is a little Clash and Moral. Clash and Moral. All right, let's do it.
Nice.
Thank you. presents Tech Nine, Tuesday, May 24th at the Vogue Theater. Known for his bar-setting live performances and unstoppable touring ethic, Tech Nine is an expanding force in the music industry, climbing charts and filling venues from coast to coast. Also hitting the stage will be Chris Calico and Scale Breakers. Tickets are available from Zulu Records, Livestock, Beat Street, and online at unionevents.com and tickets.voguetheater.com. Doors are at 7 p.m. and all ages are welcome. That's Tech Nine with Chris Calico and Scale Breakers. Tuesday, May 24th at the Vogue Theater. No teller with no hair or toupee. Touche, get the party jumping. Keep the hotties humping. I like them thick and juicy, so don't Pilate nothing. Drinking too much, Lou, you might be... What's up, everyone? We are back. This is How to Make It in Canada with your host, Devo. And I'm being joined here by New Might, Sam, and Damien.
Hello.
Ooh, very good. We just kind of came to this revelation during the break, but... the two of us are wearing tank tops.
Yeah.
And somebody didn't get the memo.
Somebody's got a sweater vest on.
You know, I kind of woke up this morning and I felt like John Cryer. You know, I kind of feel low self-esteem, but at the same time, enough to have my own television show.
Mm.
Yeah.
And get surprisingly hot girls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I felt a little John Cryer today.
And your best friend's moved out.
Yeah, your best friend. Your good
and
brother.
He's doing a sweet show.
He's getting booed at every stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
God, yeah, good. He's doing terribly.
Yeah. I heard that.
I kind of blame the public for just amping up that whole thing.
Yeah, man. It's a global distraction. You know, while he's doing that, like, the bad things in the world are going on. Yeah. They're like, ha-ha, everyone's distracted with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, it's like people were talking about the correlation between stuff going on in the war and Kanye West interrupting Taylor Swift.
Oh, wow. That's the same level, hey? Oh, yeah, that's very similar.
Brilliant. Yeah, wow. I wonder who came up with these.
Yeah, they definitely need to get together to, like, you know, have some sort of doucherama that's like, you know what? If I sample you saying crazy shit all over my album, that would be amazing.
Oh, I think that's definitely going to be the next remix.
Yep. Yeah. Reality music.
Reality. Oh, man.
Boo.
You boys, I want to talk about this. You guys have a show on Friday.
Yes, we do.
At Blim. Arts and Crafts Center.
Yeah. It's actually a pretty sweet space. It's got a little gallery in the back for artists.
Yeah.
It's got, you know, a nice gigantic screen for visuals and stuff like that. But more than that, it's like a drop-in art center.
Cool.
So you can get your supplies there.
Make your Mother's Day cards.
That.
Put your googly eyes on there. Yeah, get your pipe cleaners going.
Maybe make a Mother's Day t-shirt or something like that. But
yeah,
it's a great place. We have Hong Kong Soap Operas, which is a young artist, like 1920. His name's Adrian Yi.
All right.
He's actually from the Barcelona chair.
Oh, okay, cool.
And Philip Gorecki, who's a wicked, like, soundscape electronic artist, originally from Poland. Yeah. So it should be an interesting night. It's called the Night of Electronica Soundscapes, you know, like that kind of deal. But, you know, it kind of exists in that...
it's going to be a mood.
In the zone that what we've been playing for musically, you know, like...
I mean, a good mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I always thought what you guys... like the idea of playing with different genres. Mm. I mean, is there a type of genre to... Like, if you were to venture outside electronica and that whole scene, is there anybody... Not anyone in specific, but a type of genre you like to mix in with.
Hmm. Well, I mean,
unless it's like jazz, and I was like, oh.
I'd like to throw some mad rhymes on top.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
hip hop action going on, interspersed with some electronica. Yeah, like some cool some mad poetry.
I could see that happening one day. Yeah. I mean, just in the same way that I don't know if I mentioned Tobacco before, but he's another like. Inspiration, I'd say, for this band, but how he lends his stuff out to, like, say, Aesop Rock, or like Beck was on one song on the new album, you know, stuff like that, where, like, we're reaching out to, like, I guess Vancouver hip hop artists or, like, you know, other artists and stuff like that. But in terms of, like, sounds, I guess I feel like it comes down to, like, what pedal did we just get, or something like that. You know, what are the capabilities? How can we go farther with our sound with not necessarily, like, buying, like, a djembe, or, like, you know, like having these, like, you know, instruments around and stuff like that, because like with sampling you can have all of that, like, at your fingertip anyway, right?
Yeah.
But
I mean, you also want to obviously be comfortable within your own limits and skills. Like,
yeah.
And make it sound good at the very end of the day to be something you're proud of.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's, I would say that there's enough samples in this album of, like, you know, like a sitar in there, you know, like
thanks,
Lux instrument.
It.
Yeah.
My Indian background appreciates it.
Nice, nice. Yeah. I mean, like, those instruments really, like, really speak to me on the level of, like, I would like to make my own samples of them, you know? Yeah, those kind of, like, old, almost tribal. Like, I'd love to get a...
The world is becoming one.
Yes, so...
It's just one
Damon
sound.
Damon's just bringing out the wisdom out of nowhere.
One sound.
Yeah, you just dropped some knowledge on my show.
You just wrinkled my brain, you know?
It's the funny, the concept of sampling. Everyone says, you know, new music is never being made anymore because everyone's taking from someone else.
Yeah.
If it's a matter of kind of creating your own music or sampling someone else's, I mean,
there's zero sampling of anyone else in our music. Like, it's all...
See, I respect that a lot.
It's all, based within, like, you know, the pedals that we have or, like, the machines that we have. But, there's no, like, lifting of, like, this, you know, piano line or this drum line or whatever else. So... We might sample this now, though.
No, I just heard a remix of Sunglasses at Night, and it was like, I wasn't too stoked about it the other day. So I was like, what?
Wicked. if you guys don't mind, you want to introduce the next song on the playlist.
Get on it. This is going to be probably our single that we're going to have. We're going to have a video soon. We just shot a video for the song. The album version doesn't have vocals or lyrics, but the video will.
That's sweet.
So stay tuned.
I'm always down with the sweet music video.
I was wearing a fur hat in it, too, which was so weird.
And another tank top.
Oh,
it's all about tank tops.
I'm all about tankinis, man.
Let's just play the song.
Thank you. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
But this Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Welcome back. This is How to Make It in Canadiana with your host, Devo and New Mate.
On CITR.
R. 101.
101.
Point nine.
Point nine.
I feel like a third grade teacher.
We're not used to the radio interviews that much anymore. You know, it's all about morning shows and like getting you on before you leave town and stuff like that.
Oh, I mean,
so strange.
I prefer the radio. I get to do what I want, say what I want, music as I will.
Not to mention radio itself is kind of like in that weird zone between podcasts now, right?
I know. I like to upload my stuff online, too.
Just
feel nobody, you know, as bad as I just say it, a lot of people aren't listening to radio as much as they should.
Yeah.
I think it's more the transition from, like, getting home to school and work.
Yeah, totally.
To feel it out. Yeah. I know you wanted to say something one last
time. Oh, yeah, I didn't mention where specifically the gig was. Besides the fact that it's at Blim Arts and Crafts Center, the address is 115 East Pender Street, just off of Main and Pender.
Right.
I'm kind of in that little, you know, Chinatown district.
Yeah, and you were saying it's a fundraiser.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for a show that we're trying to get off the ground right now. That's about the band.
Okay.
But it kind of takes its own little fantastical turn.
I like that fantastical
turn. Yeah. It kind of features a mermaid. At the end of this episode, I won't give too much away about the story, but it's a web series that we're going to be putting out in the summer, and it's kind of about our band, naturally in the zone of us just like either getting back from tour or just like being from Vancouver. It's set in Vancouver as well.
Right.
And near the end of the episode, my character awakens this mermaid from a shield, and we kind of... You know, we set out on this adventure, I guess, if you will. I don't know how to explain.
Is there, like, certain substances involved in this show?
Yeah, maybe. There might be some psychedelic angles that, you know, we want
crystals?
To be touching on and stuff like
magic
that.
Magic crystals?
You know, it's...
like Power Rangers
mind-altering crystals?
Yeah.
All right.
That is going to be on a website called... Ariel Rissian, .tv. It's spelled Ariel, like the Little Mermaid.
All right.
Dash Arisian, E-R-I-S-S-I-A-N.
All right, cool.
.tv.
All right, cool. So we'll link that to the
channel. Totally.
I'll be honest with you, I was hoping you'd say that, because I, for the life of me, had no idea how to say it.
Ariel Rissian. At least we're getting these terms out there, though. Numite. Ariel Arisian,
Cat Bounce. All the tags on the YouTube.
How to make it in Canada.
Thank you.
Whoa. Oh,
very good. Yeah, all right.
Can I get a whoa?
Whoa, calm down. Given that I like to tell stories and I like to have people come in and share stories, and you guys are actors / musicians.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. Yeah.
Really good at it.
and one thing you guys have obviously came to learn about is storytelling, and it's kind of like a foundation for entertaining. So I was hoping you would possibly share something, a little maybe anecdote, metaphor, story, keep the crowd entertained.
Well, I mean, one of the more interesting things I think that happened to me was when we were in San Francisco about a month ago or something like that, and I actually had to play a show alone.
Oh, here we go.
I was going to say that the funny thing about stories,
is there some bad blood?
I mean, like, okay.
Yes.
I'll let him give his excuse of why he wasn't there, but when it reached actual showtime and I realized I'd have to be on stage by myself doing some of the things that he did within the context of the show and also sing some songs, it was more of a, like... I'm sure this will be funny someday, but I hate my friend right now.
Just goes to show you how important I am to these live shows.
And I mean, in San Francisco,
you did it without me? What?
Yeah, like, kid thought I wasn't going to do a show in San Francisco without him. And I don't know, like, I'll let you tell. You went to the doctor, you...
I went to the doctor.
And it was
whatever. No, it was... It's stupid. I chipped a tooth.
Yeah.
I was, where were we? We were down on the little wharfs down in San Francisco checking out the barking seals. You know those, like, barking seals and
Yeah.
Oh, man, those guys are epic. They're so huge. We're actually going to sample those walruses or whatever they are for our next album.
I'm looking forward to that mix.
Walrus Arisian. and I was eating some hard candy. Mm. And I chipped a tooth.
Yeah.
And I had to go. It was, like, one of those ones where it was, like... It was like you could feel the wind, like, whistling into your tooth. It was like a tornado inside my tooth going up into my gums, and it was super killer. And I had to go and get some emergency dental work done. Thank heavens I got the the little package you can get before you go, AMA thing or the BCAA. Boys and girls, if you're traveling, don't eat hard candy or get your insurance.
Don't eat hard candy. You're talking to kids right now. Don't eat candy.
And I mean, like, this is not rock and roll. This is not like he was, like, flu infested. Like, I was on stage just being like, yeah, I think he's actually down in Las Vegas or something.
I don't know. Went on a gambling trip.
Yeah.
As I'm hearing this, I'm like, is this the kind of antics rock stars get into?
I should have taped it up. we're a pretty gnarly band. We're out checking out walruses, eating hard candy. They end up at the dentist.
As far as stories go, I mean, it's like, you have shitty things happen to you, and then, like, a couple of months later, you realize, oh, that was kind of funny. Yeah. That's not bad.
At least you can look back on it and just be like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, the tour overall was, like, amazing, but...
The San Francisco show sucked, too. Yeah. But other than that...
Yeah, it was a little bland.
Sorry, San Fran.
There was kind of nobody there as well.
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah.
That might have something to do with it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I think what it was once everybody knew I wasn't showing up there.
Yeah. We're going to watch.
That's this noise, I'm out of here.
Yeah. No beats, whatever.
We're just going to bob our heads like this.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man. New Might. If you guys have any last kind of input you want to put in here.
We have... Okay, you know social networking, like, of every variety.
Whoa.
Okay, whoa. Before we continue here, understand I hate all sorts. I hate... Okay. If you're talking about the FB, big FB...
Well, we can take that one out and have about 50 to mention.
No, but go ahead.
Hold on. I just got to update my status here before we go any further.
I'm at the station.
Well,
Damien is rocking out.
I would say the easiest one to promote and, like, the one that people could actually get all the music that they're listening to today as well is the Bandcamp one. And a lot of people are starting to use that more often, like a lot of major artists.
Yeah.
Like Sufjan
Stevens.
Yeah, he put out his last album on Bandcamp and
Age of Ads. I love it. Yeah,
yeah. But
it's like a friendlier one. It's like
can listen to it all streaming. You can download it all for free if the artist chooses to do that, and then if the artist also so chooses to put the option of, like, having a donation there, people can give you money for it. Like,
for sure.
I had actually Philip Gorecki, the guy who's opening up for us. He bought it. For $1, and I was just like,
what is he, a millionaire?
I was just like, wow, that's nice, but you could have, like, had it for free at the same time, you know? But it's like, it's kind of a nicer, it's like the guitar case open, you know, on the street. It's like, you don't have to pay, but, like, we're gonna play it for free no matter what.
My guitar case is open, but I'm sitting watching TV, so
and we don't use a guitar, so there's a bit of a paradox.
My synth pedal box is open.
I always like to know what artists feel about, you know, digital music and kind of distribution. I myself, I'll download. But, however, when I find that album I really dig or I really love, I do have quite an extensive record collection. I'm into vinyl quite a bit.
Vinyl's, like, making this, like,
resurgence,
500% resurgence. Yeah.
Again, exactly. Again, it keeps going away.
Yeah, totally.
It's like people forget about it.
And I'm loving records. I'm loving that people are actually getting a bit
Frisbee?
More creative with, like, how they present it, too. Like, either... The record itself, you know, like, there's, like, white ones, like, you know.
I think it's late night shows that are doing really good with it, because late night shows always use it because it's, like, a bigger picture to show, like, oh, this is, like, I just watched TV on the radio last night.
Yeah.
And, actually, I think Leno used the CD, but Letterman used the record, used the vinyl, and, like, it's just, like, it's I don't know. You can just see.
I think at this point we could probably rule out CDs, though.
Like, it makes you want to go buy it.
Who wants to like put the money into those like those digital formats? You know anymore? You know
unless of course it devolves back to like 8-track, which I'm thinking it won't.
Tape's sweet too. There's like a bunch of like subcultures that go on with that, but I mean like that's almost like you have to record through an actual 8-track. You know,
I think patience is kind of run thin with most people. Yeah. That's why they kind of make the transition.
Yeah.
But I think vinyl has always stuck around as a more of a classical kind of format.
Yeah.
I know you're saying
we actually
use
some too in some of our samples too.
Yeah. Oh, that's so, that's sweet. I always like when artists are, you know, the whole DJ thing is people use actual vinyl, not just you know, electric mixers or
whatnot. Well, we use mixers too, but
but at least there's, you know, there's some old school flavor in there.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we're gonna be close to closing out the show.
Yeah, we're.
I appreciate you guys coming out. Oh, I never actually got to do this. If you want to do the Fresh Prince one, if any of you guys, know the Jazzy Jeff Fresh Prince?
Yeah, of course.
Is it twice?
You're super white, aren't
you? No. I watch Fresh Prince. I've had many girlfriends that were obsessed with the show. To be honest with you.
Oh,
but. No, I watch that show religiously. Don't get me wrong at all.
You've got a weird girlfriend. Soundbending and Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
That's a cool girl.
I have a lot of
cool combo.
I've had some girlfriends that were like massively obsessed with the 90s, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And the hairdos.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad. Come on.
No, it wasn't.
Maybe it was.
The jean jackets were sometimes bad.
Oh, those are back, baby. Jean jackets?
Oh, man. All right. This is going to be the end of our show. I want to thank Sam and Damien for coming in and kicking it with me on how
thanks,
to make a Canadian with Diva.
Oh, thanks,
you're
Diva.
Welcome. You're welcome, dude. If you want to say one last thing about the band, the show, anything.
Oh, just check us out on the internet. Yeah. Like, honestly, just type in NUMT into a Google, and you're either going to get the real term, which is like a scientific term. It's for like, you know,
it means
scientific.
Super awesome
yeah,
band.
That or us. So I mean there's Tumblrs, there's Reverb Nation, there's whatever else. There's tons.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
Again, I want to thank you guys for coming out here and kicking it with me. Oh, if you want to introduce the song, because I know you guys want to talk about this.
Oh, I love this band, and I just wanted to hear this this single that they got. This is Battles.
Yeah,
and it's Ice Cream is their single. And they're coming to town too, so you should go to that. Sweet. June 24th.
All right, everyone, take heed to what he just said because he speaks truth. enjoy the day, enjoy the beautiful day of Vancouver.
It's
have
so
a
sunny.
Yeah, it's so nice out.
The days are getting so long too. Oh,
go Canucks!
Yeah, go Canucks!
Please win. Please, it's been 17 years. Come on, make my childhood mean
you
something.
You owe us.
Yeah,
you owe us.
All right, have a good one, Vancouver.
Thanks, Devo.
Yeah. Word. Moving now.
night.